2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on Thursday, November 16th. And I apologize for that news. The computer, for some reason, grabbed yesterday's news and threw it in to Thursday. Today is not opening day of deer season. That was yesterday. So anyway, greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140, as always. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Going through the recap of this year in Lansing, and again, the number of bills not going forward. Well, there's some bills that they are already looking like they're going to push for next year. They're going to have to because they didn't act on the ones from this year. A couple of groups, special organizations, lobbyists, special interest groups are going to push for these bills to go forward. One of them having to do with auto no-fault insurance, with both chambers officially adjourning for the legislative year, concluding all legislative activity, it's over. Well, outside the House and Senate chambers, stakeholder groups waited to express their disappointment that priorities like auto no-fault reform and prescription drug affordability were not taken up. Only a few members of each legislative chamber were in attendance on Tuesday. In the Senate, Republican Senator Ed McBroom from the 38th Senate District up in the UP, and the local Democrat, Sam Singh from East Lansing, were present for the ceremonial session, along with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who presided once again over the Senate chamber. The Senate chamber was filled only by a small handful of staff members. Over on the House side, two Republicans, State Representative Gregory Alexander from Carsonville, and Jamie Green, there she is again, Republican from Richmond, checked in on the board before it was quickly closed. Speaker Pro Tem Lori Podhutsky, I called her Lisa last hour, actually it was Lori, was seen on the floor. And State Representative Mike Hoadley, Republican from Augray, was spotted outside the chamber. Outside the House, auto crash survivors, Annabelle Johnson, a five-year-old from Milford, 5 years old, who was left quadriplegic after a 2021 car crash, gathered with her mother to express their frustrations that the chamber did not take up necessary auto no-fault insurance reforms. Legislation that altered Michigan's 2019 auto insurance policies changed the insurer's covered reimbursement for care providers to catastrophic accident survivors. Well, Senate bills 530, 531, and 575 all passed the Senate in October. But the House didn't take it up. House Insurance and Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Brenda Carter, a Democrat communist socialist from Pontiac, said she's committed to learning more about the issue and claims that she's been holding informational hearings since late September. She goes on to say that finding a path is the first step in crafting appropriate language to accomplish the goal, which would be paramount to settling this issue once and for all, and to avoid fights in the future. We are hopeful that we can build a more collaborative relationship between the insurers and the care providers by bringing clarity to the system, reducing the need for litigation, and establishing a forum where challenges are met and solved earlier in the process. Work will continue on this issue through the rest of the year, and I look forward to more conversation and a solution when the legislative session resumes. Well, Barry Cargill, president and CEO of Michigan Home Care and Hospice Association, said auto crash survivors who paid for care with their own auto no-fault insurance premiums have waited too long for the Michigan House to make a small fix on the auto no-fault reform package. While the chambers sit empty and quiet today, Michigan auto crash survivors are in the Capitol to make some noise that they continue to suffer by not having access to care. Home care providers have no choice but to continue to turn down auto crash survivors injured after June 11, 2019, and will do so until the Michigan House approves the solution. He said the House has the votes to pass this legislation by a strong margin. But both House Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer need to listen to the concerns of Michigan families about this growing care crisis. This suffering has gone on for 4 years. And now the legislators are going home with no auto reimbursement finished. This is heartlessly unimaginable. End quote, said Cargo. He further went on to say that the auto insurance lobbyists that are potentially fighting this also play a role in the spike in prices for drivers who opt for lower personal injury protection coverage is absolutely a false narrative. This furthering the effort and delaying the vote. CPAN, the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, and the Michigan Brain Injury Provider Council released statements urging the legislature to make auto no-fault reforms a top priority for when they return in January. One of their spokespersons, executive director of MBIPC, executive director Todd Judd, said this was a hard pill to swallow for all of these stakeholders to hear that they need to wait further to get reasonable solutions when they've already passed the Senate and just needed to pass the House. Other advocates that were there, Michigan physicians, part of the Committee to Protect Healthcare, urged the legislature to continue these efforts and to pass this legislation, along with prescription drug affordability. They applauded the lawmakers who were for patience in passing laws such as the Reproductive Health Act and Affordable Care Act, but they left out affordable prescription drugs. Legislation establishing a PDA board, Patient Drug Affordability Board, composed of five gubernatorial appointees, passed the Senate in October. But was not taken up by the House. Again, why? Why, Speaker Tate? Well, maybe the lobbyists and special interest groups have made donations to his reelection campaign. Maybe the insurance companies have donated to him. Maybe the drug companies have donated to him. Dr. Rob Davidson, the executive director of the Committee to Protect Healthcare, said physicians across Michigan are grateful to the Michigan legislators and Governor Gretchen Whitmer for championing policies that will help Michigan families get quality, affordable health care. And we look forward to working with them when they return in 2024 to finish the job and pass the Prescription Drug Affordability Board. Well, tying in with the report that I mentioned in the first hour, State Representative Jamie Green, one of the only few Republican members that were on the floor this week, expressed her frustration that Democrats didn't advance her 13-bill bipartisan school safety package. She introduced it back in February. Valentine's Day, February 14th of this year. The bills were intended to shift school officials' focus more towards students' mental health, student safety, and security. And again, her quote of the day, I don't ever want to hear anybody say F your hopes and prayers ever again. We'll finish this up and get into her bill package. Why didn't the Democrats bring these bills forward this year? Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer. We love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. I'm going to get into some discussions with you guys in the third hour about, again, more bills and things they didn't do in Lansing this legislative year. But one thing you have to understand, this process is because of the power. Plain and simple. All the bills that did pass, all the bills that were signed into law, some of them not getting immediate effect from the six Republican state senators that on the tally board of the Senate after a bill passed did not vote for immediate effect. Therefore, causing the Democrats who are in control, in power, to basically end the legislative session early to trigger the 90-day clock that needs to start ticking so that they can get those bills into effect as soon as possible for next year, 2024. Primarily, the biggest cake in the oven was moving the presidential primary up to February 27th. The gun bills, all the other bills that did not get immediate effect will go into effect February 14th. Why? Because they ended the legislative year November 14th. So you have December, January, February 14th, bam, they all go into effect. So you have to understand something. You have to understand something. You have to listen to this. This process is all due to 1.4 million people who did not vote last year in the midterm election. And if you're one of them, this is on you. People voted in November of 2020's presidential election in huge numbers. 1.4 million of you who voted in that presidential election of November 2020 did not vote. Did not vote in November of 2022. And because you did not vote, the Democrats got the majority in the House and the Senate by just two seats. 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Some of these Democrats won by less than 2,000 votes. Betsy Kofia, for example, she won by 1,400. Other seats, Kelly Breen down in the 21st in Novi, she won by 1,000. Because you didn't bother to vote, the Democrats got the majority in the House, 56 to 54. Over on the Senate side, there's 38 state senators. 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. They lost the majority in the state Senate for the first time since 1982. And in the Senate, Democrat Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist got to be the president of the Senate with the gavel in his hand the majority of their sessions this year. All of this, all of these laws, all of these policies, all of the bills that were introduced by Republicans that were good bills didn't even get to see the light of day because you didn't vote last year in November of 2022 election, a year ago. And this is how quickly, they were able to do this with control of the House, the Senate, and this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Do you see how important it is, folks, that number one, we run for office next year, number two, we get out the vote, and number three, we actively engage and educate our neighbors, our coworkers. The waitress at the local restaurant. Every single person that you know, every single group that you're a part of. This is paramount that we educate our citizens of the state of Michigan as to the importance of 2024. Again, it starts with education. You need to register before Saturday at 5 o'clock. You need to register for this class that we're doing in Gaylord on Saturday, December 2nd. Doors open at 9:30. Class starts at 10. We'll be done at 12:30. Robert's Rules of Order, the Michigan State Constitution. Learn how the meetings are supposed to run. Know Robert's Rules of Order so you can hold these elected officials accountable and how you could actually end up being the chairman of the board, chairman of the group. You could be in charge of the agenda, bylaws. I'm going to explain it all to you. I'm going to lay it all out. Text me event. I'll send you the link. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air.